The second function of mythology is to present a sense of the order of the universe, what we may call its cosmological function. Now, in modern society, this function has been taken away from mythology by science. One properly today does not look to myths to find what the structure of the universe may be, or what the origins of the planets and stars may be. One turns to science for this. But in the old societies, the myths presented cosmological images. When one reads the writings of great astronomers today, one finds them in awe of the magnitude and mystery of the universe. The common man reading little abstracts about astronomy may lack that sense of mystery. But in the great scientists, one finds this sense of awe, which is present in the old mythologies in the face of nature and its marvel. So that in this context, I would say science does not contend with mythology. It gives the basis for a modern view of the universe, which is actually much more awesome in its magnitude and wonder than anything the old myths had to tell. The collision that most people worry about is actually a collision between a new and an archaic cosmology. And I think that on that point we're going to have to give our respect to the scientist. There actually is no rational quarrel there whatsoever.